Okay, now we're gonna do something a little bit different. We're going off beast. Ready? Whee!
Do you recognize that sound? Everyone who lives in Melbourne and anyone who's ever visited the city of Melbourne should be familiar with that tram bell. It's common to other cities as well, with trams found everywhere from Casablanca to Krakow, from Tokyo to Tunis. But what makes Melbourne's trams particularly interesting, other than the smell, is the connection they have with the Indian city of Kolkata. It spawned a pretty wonderful relationship. Tram Jatra is a friendship society between the two tram-loving cities that started in 1996 when the Kolkata tram conductors met Roberto Di Andrea, a former Melbourne trammy himself.
For years now, the Calcutta government has been trying hard to shut down the tram network. But at the Balgachia depot in the heart of the city, they're fighting back. The trammies here have rallied around an unlikely ally who wants to help them save their network. A force the Calcutta government didn't reckon with. A tram conductor from Melbourne.
I present you with the golden punch, Senor. On behalf of the Melbourne Metropolitan Tramway Board, we present you with the Melbourne Tram Conductor's Punch.
Roberto D'Andrea is a cultural activist and a tram conductor from South Melbourne.
That's ABC journalist Edmund Roy's original report from 1996 about the meeting. And the very same Roberto Di Andrea is with us now. Roberto, welcome to Sunday Extra.
Sammy, g'day. Namaste.
All right, namaste indeed to you. How did the link between trammies from Melbourne and Kolkata start?
It sort of started back 2 years earlier in 1994 when I was following a tram-driving girlfriend of the day to India. She was going on a holiday.
That's usually how most Australians end up in India, I find, is by chasing a relationship.
That's actually what happened to me. And she was in Darjeeling, and so I had 3 days in Calcutta. And I'm from a very eccentric Melbourne tram depot. So there were a lot of people we call gunzels, tram enthusiasts. And once they knew I was going to Calcutta, they said to me, they made me aware of the tram system and said, look, once you're there, can you suss out the Calcutta tramways? It's under threat of closure. Take a few photos and bits and pieces. So I did that, landed in Calcutta, first day on Indian soil, walking down Churringi towards the Esplanade, could hear the ding in the distance. Beautiful intro,
Sammy.
That's
right.
Could hear the ding in the, same as Melbourne, got magnetically drawn. Had a look at the trammies and they were sort of showing characteristics that were like Melbourne as well. Went up and introduced myself, and once they sussed it, I pretended I was driving a tram, air brakes, all that sort of caper, and they said, oh, Tramwala, Australia. They sat me down and took me to the Balgachia tram depot. So we played like trammy kids for the day in a
you
way.
You were all pink Tramwala,
lots
basically.
Of tram stuff. And then came back to Melbourne because I left, loved all the warmth of India, had a trip that crossed the north of India that year. Came back here and sort of talked to my friends at South Melbourne and go, this mob, lovely, fantastic folk, under threat of closure, perhaps we could do something with them. So we formed in 1995 a sister relationship between Balgachia and South Melbourne Depot.
Why were the trams being shut down in Calcutta?
Well, look, I think they just got to the point where they hadn't done the tracks up for a long, long time. They were having a lot of derailments. They had a lot of British colonial tram cars still running around. It was tired. And I think they had a transport minister in the CPIM. So it was a regional communist government that was there. And that transport minister wanted to close it. It was reversed a couple of years later.
So you go there in 96. Mm-hmm. It's these trammies from Melbourne in meeting with the trammies from Kolkata or Calcutta, as it was called back then. And you come up with a relationship called Tram Jatra.
Spot
what
on.
Is that?
Look, I went by myself that year, but with the support of tons of trammies, and we went with a travelling tram show. And because...
All right, you need to pause there and explain what a travelling tram show is, because I've literally never heard that before.
Beautiful. there's a tradition in Melbourne of decorating trams, and especially more under the public ownership days. So Clifton Pugh and Dick Hamer started a pop-up tram series, and there was a tradition of comedians on tram. Rod Quantock did lots of stuff on trams.
Doing shows on the trams.
On trams. There was beautiful storming Mont Albert by tram, storming St Kilda by tram. So arts, decorating trams, performers on board, and in fact performing conductors have been a bit of a tradition in Melbourne. And again, not so much the modern era. This is the eccentric 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s.
Now you don't even have tram conductors, right?
That's it. Yeah. So it is a lot quieter on board than... So, you know, we went with that tradition of Melbourne, and we found that Calcutta had that form of tradition as well. We're very eccentric tram cities, as you said in the intro, of continuous use. So outside of Europe, we're very rare. So we've got lots of culture in the tramways and societies that have supported the tramways at times when they were vulnerable in other cities. So when we got there, we went into the depots, the tramways all cleared it. And that year in 96, we decorated four trams first up. So
what do you mean decorated? Like you painted the outsides or?
Yeah, well, first year we put more the banners that we'd sent them and we did up the interior of the tram. So, you know, in the old trams, you've got framed advertising areas and they sit beautifully for an exhibition. We translated Malcolm Just's tram poetry into Bengali before we went. So engaged the local Bengali community. We wanted to go with something sharp. And when we got there, we had so lots of Bengali. We pasted that up, imagery of Calcutta tramways, imagery of Melbourne trams. I came with a lot of Melbourne tram tickets. And we just performed and guided people through the exhibitions on the interior of the tram. The painting tram started the following year.
Ah, all right. Well, you're on Sunday Extra, and our guest is Roberto De Andrea, and he's part of a group of former Melbourne tram conductors known as the Connies. And he's also part of Tram Jatra, which is a friendship between Melbourne and Kolkata and the trams that are parts of those cities. My father was visiting very recently from Karachi, which is a city in Pakistan. And in Karachi, we had trams until the 70s, then they stopped being there. Mm. And he noticed something about Melbourne, which I hadn't noticed. And he said, it's as if the trams were here first, and then they built a city around them, because the trams seem to have priority in terms of, you know, of the roads and the structures and everything around that. Yes. Why are trams so important to cities like Melbourne or Kolkata?
Well, firstly, from the environmental benefits. You know, for instance, Calcutta, heavily polluted city these days, lots of diesel and things in the air. So you have mass electric transportation that has higher capacity for passengers. And as you say, if it's run right, it's prioritised, it's of high frequency, so it can do much more than buses.
And you were a conductor. Now, in Melbourne, there are no more tram conductors. That role has disappeared. Mm-hmm. Is it still something in Kolkata?
Yeah. Two conductors on every tram. So for us, it's like tram conductor heaven in a way.
Right. That's where you go to just look at the old good old days in action.
And, you know, it's been 18 years since the last tram conductor in Melbourne. So we've kept, if you like, our tram legs in good nick in Calcutta, because we've done a lot of performance conducting
there. So you get a chance when you go there to kind of jump up and do a support spot?
Part of it is the Tramway Worker Theatre. So in Melbourne, we had characters like Frenchie and all sorts of people that used to perform on trams while they were conductors. So it was this sort of subculture. And we'd taken that over there. And then every depot's got its eccentrics there. So we end up magnetising close to the eccentric conductors and drivers. And often we might then get them to come on the same shifts as the decorated tram and off we go.
But that's everyone's got yarning. Their headphones in now. If the tram conductor's talking to you, you're just going, oh, I'm trying to listen to my tunes, don't disturb me. Like, there is that aspect.
It's changed.
We're not interacting on trams.
Grant you that. And because I finished right at the start of the mass mobile era. There were headphones and Walkmans and things coming in. Look, I think if you had a human presence, because we have jumped back on board trams in the modern era in Melbourne, I actually think that it would probably work. It's just, you know, you've got to create something visual moving through.
Yeah. Roberto De Andrea is part of a group of former Melbourne tram conductors known as the Connies. He's also part of Tram Jatra, a friendship society between trammies in Melbourne and Kolkata. In October, Tram Jatra marks its 20th year. If you want to learn more about other Indian cultural and artistic endeavors, you can check out the Confluence Festival of India in Australia. It's a 10-week festival showcasing Indian culture, taking place across 7 major cities. To learn more, just head to the Confluence website. That's confluenceoi.com. I'm Sammy Shah. You're listening to Sunday Extra here on RN. Thank you, Roberto.
Good on you, Sammy. Thank you, man.
Thank you.